Interest rates are going higher, but this could be the last time you hear that for a while. The Federal Reserve voted to raise rates by another quarter percentage point today in its ongoing push to bring down inflation. But the central bank hinted that could be the last rate hike of this cycle. NPR's Scott Horsley is in studio with us now. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Juana.
So, Scott, what does this tell us about the Fed's battle against inflation? Where do things stand now?
Well, the fight is not over. Inflation's still too high. It's more than twice the Fed's target rate of 2%. And the central bank thinks it's going to take a while to get back to a period of stable prices. But after 10 rate hikes now in the last 14 months, the Fed thinks it has borrowing costs about where they need to be in order to eventually bring prices under control. For a long time, the Fed was sort of playing catch-up, and it said repeatedly in its statements that rates would have to go even higher. That language was dropped from today's statement, and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says they may be able to stand pat with rates where they are.
I think we've moved a long way fairly quickly, and I think we can afford to look at the data and make a careful assessment.
This has already been the most aggressive series of rate hikes since the Paul Volcker era back in the 1980s. Of course, higher interest rates make it more expensive to borrow money for a business, get a car loan, or just carry a balance on your credit card.
So put this into some perspective for us. How have these higher rates affected the economy?
Economic growth has definitely slowed down. You especially see that in sensitive industries like construction and manufacturing. Ordinary people are starting to spend less money as well. And even the overheated job market has cooled off a bit. That said, Powell believes there is still a chance to avoid tipping into a recession, even though rate hikes like this ordinarily end with an economic downturn.
I continue to think that it's possible that this time is really different. And the reason is there's just so much excess demand, really, in the labor market. We've raised rates by 5 percentage points, and the unemployment rate is 3.5%.
And we'll get a closer look at how the job market's faring on Friday. That's when the Labor Department is set to report on employment and unemployment for the month of April.
Switching gears a bit, a third big bank failed over the weekend with the collapse of First Republic. How did that affect the Fed's decision?
Yeah, the Fed is definitely watching these bank failures. Other banks are expected to get stingier with credit as a result of these collapses, and that acts like another drag on the economy. The Fed has also accepted some responsibility for the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank back in March, which sparked these jitters throughout the banking sector. The Fed itself was Silicon Valley Bank's main overseer, and Powell took responsibility for lapses in bank supervision.
I've been chair of the board for 5+ years now, and I fully recognize that we made mistakes. I think we've learned some new things as well, and we need to do better.
Last week, the Fed issued a scathing report on its own missteps at Silicon Valley. Supervisors there were slow to identify problems at the bank, and even when the problems were spotted, the supervisors didn't act aggressively enough to ensure those problems were fixed. The Fed has promised more aggressive bank oversight going forward, and Powell said today he's confident they'll be able to put stronger rules in place.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thanks as always.
You're welcome.